Fantasy Freaks and Geeks. James Gale here with you. The following is a clip from today's Sleeper King Fantasy Football Podcast. Enjoy. I think one of the topics right now, hot topics right now, is what is going on with James Cook. He's missed practice on Wednesday and Thursday. We're obviously keeping a very close eye on his injury status for Friday. He's got that foot injury, which could keep him out of this game against the Jets. So the hot topic right now, and both of these guys are widely available on the waiver wire, Ray Davis or Ty Johnson, which way are we going, right? Well, for me, if I'm taking a look at just the usage stats and the skill sets overall, I like and I lean towards Ty Johnson there just a little bit. Okay, so I know people are going to get really excited about Ray Davis, right? He's the rookie. He's the hot young thing. It's cool. Let's go get Ray Davis. But here's the thing. If I look at the skill set, the guy who's going to replicate what James Cook does best, to me, that's more Ty Johnson than it is Ray Davis. And the usage stats would kind of sort of tell you the same story as well. On the season, Johnson has outsnapped Davis 67 to 44, with Davis playing a season low two snaps last week. Johnson has run 38 routes to Davis's 11. Davis has ran 11 routes in five games. That's not good. That is not great. And so I get it. Davis is that hot young prospect. But if you're looking at the usage and you're looking at the skill set, I think that suggests that it could be Ty Johnson. And here's the thing. You can get Ty Johnson off the waiver wire for free right now. I mean, he's available, I believe, in 98% of leagues because people want to buy the young prospect. And they're picking up Ray Davis in bulk right now. But for me, I'm okay picking up Ty Johnson and just seeing what happens here. Now, I wouldn't pick up both. I think that's a little bit excessive in terms of the roster usage. But if you've got the space, sure, why not roster both? Who cares? Let's see what happens. Let me just say this. I am leaning towards Ty Johnson. And yes, while I do have him listed as a deep sleeper on my website, sleeperkingfootball.com, by the way, go check it out. I feel like Ty Johnson and Ray Davis are more stashes than they are plays this week because we don't know what the usage is going to be. We don't know what the snap share is going to look like for either one of those guys. And the matchup, it's tough, man. The Jets have allowed the eighth fewest fantasy points per game to the running back position.